There is a window before every Fed decision when officials are not allowed to talk. It opened today. Federal Reserve officials speak publicly all the time and then abruptly stop. The silence before a rate decision is not coincidence or caution. It is a written communications policy with a defined window. That window opened at midnight this morning, and it means the two inflation readings arriving next week will land with nobody at the Fed permitted to say what they make of them. The simple version. In the weeks between meetings, Federal Reserve officials give speeches, sit for interviews, and comment on the economy. Those comments can move markets. Then they stop. The Federal Reserve publishes a communications policy that restricts public comment on economic and monetary policy matters for a defined period around each meeting. It is a written rule with a start time and an end time, not an informal habit or a matter of discretion. By the policy's own definition, the window for this month's meeting opened at midnight Eastern this morning and runs until late Thursday of the following week. The August inflation readings arrive inside it. The numbers. The Federal Reserve states that, to facilitate the effectiveness of the committee's policy deliberations and the clarity of its communications, participants will observe a blackout period on monetary policy communications in conjunction with each regularly scheduled committee meeting FOMC policy on external communications of committee participants. The policy states that the blackout period will begin at 12 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, the second Saturday before a meeting, and end at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, the day after a meeting, Federal Reserve. The policy gives its own worked example. If the committee meeting starts on a Tuesday, the blackout period begins at the start of the Saturday that falls 10 days earlier. And if the meeting ends on a Wednesday, the blackout period ends at the end of Thursday, Federal Reserve. During each blackout period, participants refrain from expressing their views about macroeconomic developments or monetary policy issues in meetings or conversations with members of the public Federal Reserve. A separate policy covers Federal Reserve System staff. It applies to FOMC staff officers and to staff who have knowledge of information classified as Class I FOMC restricted controlled and related to the previous or upcoming meeting, which is a defined subset rather than all staff FOMC policy on external communications of Federal Reserve System staff. A footnote provides that if the second Friday before the meeting is a federal holiday, the blackout period begins at 12 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time of that Friday instead, Federal Reserve. The Federal Open Market Committee's September 2026 meeting is scheduled for September 15 and 16. And is one of the meetings associated with a summary of economic projections Federal Reserve, FOMC calendar. Applying the policy's stated rule to those dates, the window runs from 12 o'clock a.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 5 to 11:59 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, September 17. That is our computation from the published rule, not a date the Federal Reserve publishes in text our calculation. The Federal Reserve does publish a blackout calendar covering 2025 to 2027, which marks meeting days and blackout dates on a grid Federal Reserve. The August Producer Price Index is scheduled for Thursday, September 10 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, and the August Consumer Price Index for Friday, September 11 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Bureau of Labor Statistics release schedules. The restriction covers public commentary. The committee's internal deliberation continues throughout, and the meeting itself is the point of its definition. Why an institution would silence itself? The Federal Reserve does not leave the reasoning to be guessed at. The policy states its own purpose in the same sentence that establishes the rule: to facilitate the effectiveness of the committee's policy deliberations and the clarity of its communications. That is worth unpacking because it names two different problems. Deliberation is about the room. Clarity is about everyone outside it. The clarity problem is specific to an institution built the way this one is. Its officials can move markets by speaking, and they are expected to disagree with one another in public. We have written separately about how a 1935 statute requires the committee to record dissents by name and state what each dissenter preferred instead, which is the same posture pointed at a different surface. Between meetings, that disagreement is useful. Officials air arguments, Markets absorb a range of views, and no single voice carries the institution. In the days immediately before a decision, the same openness reads differently, because there is no time for the committee to correct an impression before it decides. A remark that would be one contribution to a debate in week two starts to look like a signal in the final week. So the policy trades one cost for another. Markets go into a decision with less commentary than they had a fortnight earlier. In exchange, no individual official is inadvertently pre-announcing an outcome the committee has not reached. When the window opens, and how to know? The boundaries are knowable in advance, which is the useful part. The rule is not a vague period before the meeting, it is two timestamps. It begins at 12 o'clock a.m. Eastern on the second Saturday before a meeting and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern on the day after the meeting. The policy supplies its own example for the common case. A meeting starting on a Tuesday means the window opens at the start of the Saturday 10 days earlier, and a meeting ending on a Wednesday means it closes at the end of Thursday. The September meeting is scheduled for Tuesday the 15th and Wednesday the 16th, which is exactly that case. Applying the rule gives a window from midnight Eastern this morning, Saturday the 5th, through the end of Thursday the 17th. That calculation is hours rather than a date the Fed publishes in text, though the Fed does publish a calendar marking the same thing graphically. One detail rewards reading the policy rather than a summary of it. There are two documents, not one. Committee participants are covered by theirs, and Federal Reserve System staff by another, and the staff policy applies to a defined subset rather than to everyone who works there. The silence is narrower than an institution-wide gag and more precise than it looks from outside. Why it matters more than usual this month. A blackout is normally a quiet administrative fact that nobody outside the building notices. It becomes consequential when significant data arrives inside the window, and this month is that case. Producer prices publish Thursday and consumer prices publish Friday, both for August, both at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, and the committee meets the following week. Those are the last major inflation readings before the decision, and they arrive with officials unable to say anything about how they read them. The practical effect is that markets interpret the data alone. In an ordinary week, a reading that surprised in either direction would be followed by officials characterizing it, and those characterizations would do part of the work of moving expectations. Inside a blackout, the data does all of it. That is a reason to expect releases landing inside a blackout to produce sharper reactions than the same numbers might a month earlier. Nothing about the data would have changed. What changed is that nobody is available to add context to it. The real cost lends on information that arrives unaccompanied. This is a calendar fact rather than a household one, and the honest connection is about how to read the coming week rather than what to do about it. Two inflation readings arrive next week with no official commentary available afterward, which is the result of a published rule rather than of anyone's choice in the moment. Market moves following those releases reflect interpretation alone, which is a reason a reaction could overshoot in either direction. Rate expectations move long-term bond yields, and those yields are the reference for mortgage rates, which we have covered separately. That is the chain by which any of this reaches a household. None of it is a reason to act, and a sharper reaction is not a more informative one. The useful posture is knowing in advance why the week may feel loud. A quiet institution and a busy data calendar landing in the same stretch is a combination the Fed's own rules produce on a schedule, and the schedule is published. The inflation data arrives next week with nobody at the Fed permitted to say what they make of it. That silence is written policy, and its start time was midnight this morning. What this means? When Federal Reserve officials stop appearing in coverage ahead of a meeting, the absence is the policy operating rather than anything being withheld. The window has published boundaries, so an empty stretch on the speaking calendar is a fact you can check rather than a mood you have to infer. The broader idea is that institutions design their own communication rules, and those rules shape how information reaches everyone else. When an organization goes quiet on a schedule, the schedule is usually a document. What this is not a prediction of the Federal Reserve's decision, of interest rates, of inflation data, or of markets. This is not a characterization of any official's views or recent comments, and no official is quoted, paraphrased, or named. This is not a position on whether the communications policy is effective or desirable. The window dates stated here are our calculation from the policy's published rule, rather than a date the Federal Reserve publishes in text, and its sources. Federal Reserve, FOMC Policy on External Communications of Committee Participants. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarapolicy/files/fomc/excommunication-participants-pdf. Federal Reserve, FOMC Policy on External Communications of Federal Reserve System Staff. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarapolicy/files/fomc-excommunications-staff-pdf. Federal Reserve, FOMC Trading and External Communications Blackout Calendar. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarapolicy/files/funk-blackout-period-calendar-pdf. Federal Reserve, FOMC Rules and Authorizations. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarapolicy/rules-authorizations-htm. Federal Reserve, FOMC Meeting Calendars. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarapolicy/fomcalendars-htm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Producer Price Index Release Schedule. https://www.blsgov/schedule/news-release/ppi-htm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index Release Schedule. https://www.blsgov/schedule/news-release/ppi-htm.